probably lash out some Spice Girls for the end of the show as well, because it's very exciting Spice Girls Day. I went to see them twice in The Point, that's what it was called then, the last time they played, one night after the other. But I can't go this time because Dermot and I have got comedy gigs poorly organised on the night of the Spice Girls.
I'll survive.
Yeah.
I do remember when the video came out. What was their first song, the Zig Zig Ass song?
Wannabe.
Wannabe came out. Do you remember when that?
Oh, I remember well, obviously.
Yeah. It was kind of an instant phenomenon.
Yeah.
But there was no, back then they couldn't really, you sort of shoot around the crudeness of it all. Like, you remember the early Boyzone videos as well. They were all really kind of lame. And I do remember thinking that that Wannabe video looked like they had literally gone into any housing estate and pulled the first five girls out of there.
How dare you?
That video was really cheap to make
so
as well.
So hard.
They just kept going up and down the stairs in those heels, and you're waiting for one of them to break their ankle.
But didn't they, wasn't there a story that they filmed it on, was it one of the girls' mothers had a camcorder and they just went in and filmed it and the whole thing cost them £20 to make?
I don't know if that was true, but it's a good story. It's a damn good story.
Somebody's mad at a camcorder.
Well, everyone is excited about the Spice Girls. Maybe not as excited as Jessica, who got in touch with us because last night she could hear the Spice Girls sound checking and rehearsing because she lives beside Croke Park.
I'm standing in the back garden and obviously I'm right next to Croke Park and I can hear them rehearsing, Mama, right now. They're rehearsing, Mama. You probably can't hear it. What's my favourite juice? I can see all the fireworks going off.
Well, Jessica's on the phone now. Morning, Jess.
Hi, how are you?
You're such an excited puppy.
I am so excited. And I've lived beside Croke Park for years and I've heard so many concerts warming up. I've heard Beyonce and I never even got this excited about it.
So have you been a Spice Girls fan since you were what age? Like a tiny kid?
Since I was a kid, since they started, I was just, oh my God, I was absolutely obsessed. Used to carry a little Spice Girls phone around with me and we used to hold little concerts out in our driveway and we used to charge people to watch them.
Amazing that people and actually paid.
I've got red hair, so I was always Ginger Spice. I was the only ginger in the village, so I had to be ginger.
Well, our Emer is also a fellow redhead and she was default Ginger Spice. I'm not happy about it. She wanted to be a different Spice.
She didn't want to be.
Were you always okay with being Ginger Spice?
No, I wasn't. No, I remember one time I tried to be Swarty Spice and I was outvoted, so I passed in my place.
Four against one. Well, come here, you talk about those concerts. The good thing is that you've also sent us a picture of you at what? I don't know what age you are, maybe six or something, doing the concert in your front.
Six or seven,
Well, we've put that up on our Twitter, so at TodayFM, if you want to go and have a look at Jess doing her concert, it's amazing.
Secret is out.
And, I feel more sorry for the poor people that are in that photograph, because I'm pretty sure they don't even know it exists.
Probably contravenes GDPR in some way, but who knows. Come here. Have you ever seen them live before?
I've never seen them live, so I'm actually, it's my 8-year-old niece, Sophia, got the tickets from Santi, so she's actually taken me, believe it or not.
Wow. Amazing.
That is so cool. And if you heard the sound check, did you hear what song they open with?
I'm not sure whether they were doing it in order now, but I know they're definitely doing Mama, and they're doing
Who do you think you are? I heard that there. Spice World, yeah.
Look, Spice World, and there's definitely going to be fireworks as well.
So yeah, because they rehearsed all the pyro and everything.
Yeah, they were doing it. So there was lots of fireworks happening at this end of the city.
Well, look, having seen them twice myself before, I will guarantee you have got an amazing night ahead of you. So enjoy it.
I will. I'm so excited.
All right, Jess, all the best.
See you, Jess.
See you later. Bye.
Maz, you used to play Spice Girls in your front garden as well, did you?
Yeah, we used to bring out the extension lead on the radio and we used to play Spice Girls and do all the dances. There was five of us, but the blonde girl on the road, Gillian, didn't always come out to play. So then I would be Baby Spice and delighted with my life because she's my favourite.
Right.
But when Gillian came out to play, I was pushed over to be Posh Spice, which in Clondalkin, you know, it's not very
it's an
accurate.
Insult. Come here, you're not going tonight.
No.
Like, how come?
So devastated. Like, I was, I think my mom nearly cried when I told her I couldn't go. Like, I was the biggest fan ever. I really wanted their Polaroid. Remember the Spice Girls Polaroid camera?
I do.
And I never got it. used to do the concerts in the front garden, you know, for passers-by. I think that's pretty sound. And for my 13th birthday, I was allowed to go to the cinema to see Spice World and bring two friends.
Who'd you bring? Gillian?
No, I didn't bring... Actually, no. That's really awkward now.
She
could
be listening.
I brought Sarah and I brought Jade.
She's still seething over it.
Yeah. But I can't go because I don't have a childminder. This, like, lads.
Bloody kids, ruining everything.
Ruining everything. And do you know, actually...
Tyrion's, what is he, one now? He can mind himself.
Yeah, make your bottle there for yourself. Do you know what, actually, this is my life now. It's not going to concerts and, you know, having drinks and everything. I changed the date on our daily running order that I do for the show this morning to the 24th of May and thought, oh my God, I have chops in the fridge that went out yesterday. 23rd. That's my life.
No concerts. And gone off chops.
No fun and chops in the bin.
Oh. Poor Maria. If you want to make her feel better, 087-4100-102.
If you feel better, if you want to mind her child, that's what we're looking for. Childminder in the Edenderry area.
Now, Lorraine, like, at least Maria and Jessica had the excuse that they were kids. What age were you when you were dressing up as the Spice Girls?
25.
Were you dancing in your garden?
I was dancing outside the pub, actually.
Which one were you?
I was sporty. I wanted to be Spice, but my friend Evan had bigger boobs, so I got to be sporty.
So was it a tracksuit all the way?
I had a tracksuit and I had a football and a string attached to my leg.
Wow, you were full on. Like, I've seen a picture of you guys as you sent it into us. You're very impressive / intimidating looking.
Particularly scary. She's very impressive. That's actually my sister, Colette, and she's very... We were very impressive. We actually won the fancy dress in the target.
I should hope so. You look brilliant.
Yeah, we look brilliant. And we weren't the Spice Girls. We were Cabin's version. We were the Shite Girls.
And so where was the fancy dress, did you say?
The fancy dress was in Belturbet. It was during the Festival of the Erin. And... every year we just try to come up with different versions of fun things. Well, but last year we decided we were the Shite Girls.
You're not going to beat that one, let's be honest with you.
We're just getting the photo of the Shite Girls up on At Today FM's Twitter right now so the whole world can witness the magic of the festival in Belturbet.
Lorraine, thank you.
They're never going to speak to me ever again.
What did you get? What was the prize?
Oh, we won a meal in a restaurant owned by a German guy called Big Fred, and it was fabulous.
Oh my God, it's the most Irish sentence I've ever heard.
Yeah, Big Fred.
That's amazing, Lorraine. Thanks so much.
No problem.
See you later. Bye. We are going to have a chat to David. Hello, David.
Hello, lads. How are you getting on?
Good. I don't know. You a Spice Girls fan? Your wife a Spice Girls fan?
Well, it was in her ear, so I thought she would be a Spice Girl fan, and I thought her and one of her friends, or maybe her and my 11-year-old daughter, would go to the concert. So I bought the tickets last November, and I was basically told she'd no interest.
And what did she do with the tickets?
She put them on Dundee last week and sold them for €50 less than what I paid for. I'd have went myself if I hadn't known that.
Divorce.
Oh, that's shocking.
But there's a second part to it. I bought her Michael Bublé tickets a week later at the next sale for Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
So she was kind of a bit overtaken by the Michael Bublé thing. But I do these kind of things. So I'm going to Madrid next week to see Liverpool in the Champions League final.
Right. So you gotta pay her back in some way.
I might get the 170 offer for the tickets to spend in Madrid.
You're gonna need it over there.